Hi, this is Bethany Conway, and welcome to today's podcast. Today, I want to talk about experiences, creating experiences that lead to meaningful memories. You know, the holidays are fast approaching, and we have Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then New Year's, and we can get all caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the season. And for some of us, the holiday season evokes feelings of tradition and joy and excitement and family and just so many fun memories. And for others, maybe not so much. And we have the opportunity as the holidays approach to maybe change those patterns, maybe rewrite or redo or overwrite the way things have been done during the holiday season. I know as a parent for myself, the last few years, I've had to reevaluate how I want to do the holiday season. There were several years that I started feeling overwhelmed, and I absolutely love the holiday season. I grew up with amazing memories and amazing experiences as a kid, and I wanted to create those for my family and the people that were around me during the holiday season. But I got so caught up in the gift giving and feeling like if I didn't have the perfect gift or the perfect item, or if I didn't have enough money, or you know, maybe you spend a little bit too much on the budget, and before you know it, you're overwhelmed, you're stressed out, you're anxious, and you know, what's supposed to be a holiday full of peace and joy and goodness and generosity and kindness turns into this burden, this overwhelming sense of, I'm not enough, I'm not doing enough, I don't have enough, I can't give enough. And it leads to the opposite of what the holidays are really supposed to be about. Family, friends, generosity, peace and joy and being with the ones we love and the simple things, the simpleness of the holiday. And so all of that being said, my sister and I, who I dearly love, she's my sister-in-law, and we have had several conversations over the last several months about how can we create and do things differently during this holiday season so it's not so overwhelming, so that we are staying true to what the holiday spirit is. And we've talked immensely about creating experiences that will be long-lasting for our children and for our families and hopefully our children's children. And so it's not so much centered around gift-giving. Don't get me wrong, I love gifts. I love giving gifts. I love receiving gifts. But that is not the focus. And as my sister-in-law and I were talking, you know, I started thinking about how many gifts do I even really remember from my life? You know, there's only certain, maybe a handful of certain gifts that I remember, like around, I think I was 10 years old, getting a green Schwinn bike that was under the Christmas tree. Well, not literally under the Christmas tree, it was a little too big, but, you know, next to the Christmas tree, and a baby doll. And I can only remember a handful of others, but I do remember the experiences that we, our family created around those holidays. Like I think back to my dad, who every Christmas morning would be making breakfast for us bright and early. French toast and eggs and sausage and coffee. And well, I didn't always drink coffee, but he would make an amazing breakfast. And then I remember one year he decided to be creative with his French toast, and he used eggnog instead of milk. And I don't even think he used eggs. He just thought, eggnog, why not? Let's give it a shot. And let me tell you, it was not a good holiday tradition. It was nasty. You know, it's funny because we still laugh about that memory, that one Christmas where Dad made French toast with eggnog. You know, and then there's Thanksgiving where my mom, she would days in advance begin to prepare the Thanksgiving feasting table. You know, she'd be pulling out the fine china and the fancy silverware with the ornate crystal glasses, and the name tags would be right there at the top of the place setting, and her beautiful chargers, and the special cloth napkins that she would pull out for the Thanksgiving feast, and she'd put everything in position, everything just right in the special gravy container that would come up for the Thanksgiving feast, and then everyone would come over for Thanksgiving and just be in awe of this beautiful table that my mom had spent hours creating and preparing for the family. Memories like that that just are so cherished and give you those warm, fuzzy feelings. You know, then things like going to see the Christmas lights. We'd all pile in the car and go drive through the city and watch the Christmas lights blink and to the music, the Christmas holiday music. And then even now, more so in my life, after Thanksgiving, we get together with all the nieces and nephews and we make hundreds of Christmas cookies and we're covered from head to toe in every color of frosting and there's powdered sugar scattered everywhere and crumbs on the floor. And yet it's so yummy and we're so excited and all these fun memories that we've created and that I have from years gone by. And as my sister-in-law and I talk about these things, these are the things that we cling to. These are the things that we hold dear. These are the things that have captured our heart during the holiday season. And these are the things that we want to instill in our children, in our children's children, and the people that we encounter. I read this great quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. It says, "The purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and rich experience." I love that, to taste experience, to seek it out, to live it. And that's what the holiday season is supposed to be, creating experiences that can be forever imprinted on our memories and that we can cherish and hold to and that we grow from and share with our children's children and just those around us, the spirit of the holiday season. So it doesn't always have to be gift giving. We can begin to create new experiences moving forward. So what are some ideas and things that we can do different than maybe piling on the gifts and overspending? What are things that we can do that are budget friendly? Maybe you have a big budget. That's fantastic. Maybe you have a smaller budget. That's okay. We can figure out things to do that are still going to be long lasting memories. Things like maybe it's serving together in a soup kitchen, taking your family and serving people that are in need. I know my family and I, I gathered our girls one Christmas and we went and rung bells for the Salvation Army and we sang at the entrance of Home Depot. And it was one of the most funnest memories that we have because it was so silly and so goofy as we were singing and belting out Christmas carols for everybody that's passing us by at the store. You know, maybe it's doing board games and watching movies. You know, our family loves the Hallmark Movie Channel during the Thanksgiving Christmas season and making a bowl of popcorn and cuddling together on the couch. Maybe it's the snow's falling and you go make a snowman and snow angels. Maybe it's coffee shops or our family has done the Samaritan purse where you adopt a child for the holiday season and our whole family goes to the store and we get gifts for a child in need that's in some other country. You know, there was like a little 8-year-old girl that we had the other year that we got little dollies and little smelly things, you know, girly stuff that we packed into this little box. But our whole family had so much fun picking out the gifts for this little child. Maybe it's baking cookies and treats for others. Maybe it's as simple as creating a tradition of putting up the Christmas tree and the lights together. Maybe it's everybody is hands on deck when we're making the Thanksgiving feast. Simple things that create long lasting memories. My challenge to you and my own personal goal for this holiday season is to stay true to the meaning of these holidays. Thanksgiving, being grateful for all that we have and for the ability to gather together with family and friends. with those we hold dear, being grateful, being generous for the Christmas season of joy and laughter and hope and peace. May all of those things be what ring true in our hearts during this season. May we be creative and think outside the box and come to a place that we are creating experiences that will be long-lasting and imprinted on the hearts of your family and friends for years to come. It's simple, my friends. It's thinking simple to create these moments and these memories, these experiences that will be cherished for a lifetime. I want to thank you for listening, and may the experiences of the season bring meaningful memories.